wet rock or quit rock. I could take you right now to, I would bet my last dollar, if you asked a fella what it was, he'd tell you quit rock.
Mm-hmm.
Right tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's interesting, because, I mean, that you can comment on, you know, what...
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like that's what you...
Yeah, that's just the type of thing.
And then there's words, like I said, that we used to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I used to say, wit rock.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that was 30 years ago when I was old enough to realize I used it for a while until I got up to know and learn what... It wasn't the wit, it was the wet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now then, I started using it and I don't use it. That particular word.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas these people still back behind these using it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know,
less
educated.
Say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
Worried or upset?
Or a little.
They're out late at night?
Uh-huh. You'd say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd say you felt...
Uneasy. Uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, I don't think that we would say that, well, I'm a little uneasy. We wouldn't say that we're uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
Now our boy's been out.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that we worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would actually be uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't use that.
Mm-hmm. You might say, well, it's going to be all right. Just don't
worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared.
Okay. And you might say, well, I don't understand why she's scared now. She... Well, what's the opposite of used to be? You'd say, I don't see why she's scared now. She...
Used to be?
Or it means that before she had been
I know what afraid. You mean.
Isn't it, how do you, what's the opposite of used to be, the expression used to
now.
Be? Now. Uh-huh. I wonder if you'd say something like used to be or didn't used to be or...
Well, okay.
Used not to be or how...
Well, wait a minute. Okay, now, somebody could say, I'm scared to go out to that barn.
Mm-hmm.
Say that's my boy here now. He's, mm-hmm. Say, well, I'm 16 years old. I say, son, go out and feed the horse.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm scared to go out. Well, I said, why are you scared now? You used to didn't be.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that that's what you're hunting. I don't know what it would
yeah.
be.
Yeah, that's a... Say I'm someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door. You'd say he's mighty...
Careless.
And you say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Out of her head, out of her mind, losing her mind.
Did you ever use a word like queer or quar?
Well, that word's been used, but I never have used it much. I've heard it. And might have used it, but then really didn't mean it. Acting queer, different.
How was it used? What did it mean?
Well, I've heard the word queer used the way you're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also heard it used in the sense of sex.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it used as a noun? You know, say so-and-so was a queer before it had a sexual meaning? I mean, someone calling to say
they did it for just to, it was identification of that person. Somebody said it, what I'm talking about, the queer.
Mm-hmm.